Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It is Tuesday at 4, so we are joined by Jordan Mailata. Call-in sponsored by Colonial Hyundai. Shop online 24/7 at colonialhyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the fast, easy, better way to buy a Hyundai. Jordan, I haven't talked to you in so long. How are you?
Oh, there it is. There it is.
It's your favorite day of the week.
Yeah.
Oh, favorite time of the week.
Jordan, you know what? There's been so much. You know, you guys have lost a couple of games, and I feel like I ask you so many questions about what isn't going right. Mm-hmm. I'm going to ask you, what do you think is something that you guys are doing well right now? Like what?
That's a change up.
Yeah. What is something that so far you are pleased with? So not content, but pleased with so far that you are doing so far this year with the team?
Man, great question. I would probably say how we're handling our up tempo, no huddle, you know, play style.
Mm-hmm.
I think. I also think how we've handled the red zone every trip, you know. By that last game, right, that was the only time we didn't score a touchdown. I thought we've been capitalizing on every chance that we've gotten in the red zone.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd say we've done that really well. I would also say I think how that last game, probably protecting the ball. It's really hard. Really hard question there.
Well, I didn't mean it.
Well, I get it. You know, you lose a couple games in a row, and you're like, we're not doing anything well right now,
quite frankly.
And there's a lot that needs to get better. And I know you guys are very critical on yourselves, and no one is ducking accountability down. I'm certain of that. Here's something that I've been thinking about, Jordan, compared to where you guys were last year to where you're at now. Just from the standpoint of, there was a point bye week, after the bye week, that first Cleveland game, things hadn't started clicking just yet for you all as a team. And I know you guys are in a similar situation. You're not where you want to be at. And I'm wondering from your viewpoint, is that something, like I guess past success and handling past adversity and fighting your way out of rough times to better times, is that something you all can lean on as a team and you as a player to sort of get you guys through this sort of rough patch you're going through right now? I mean, you're still 4-2. I don't want to forget that part about it, but obviously you're not playing at the level you want to play at.
Yeah, I think what helps is, you know, just having the people that we have in the building, just knowing the body of work that we've put in over the last 5 years, that gives us confidence that we know we can correct you know, the mistakes or, you know, our shortcomings that we're dealing with right now. That we're dealing with right now. So, you know, just having the right people and the right coaches in the building, that's what gives me the confidence. And because of the body of work that we've put in the last 5 years. So I kind of lost my train of thought there, so I have to review my answer twice to really remind myself.
Really it happens.
Really get it in there, yeah.
Yeah, it happens. You guys have set a standard, man, more than any other position group on the team. Like the offensive line, Stoutland, it gets looked at and praised often recognized as the best in the game, right? When you look at the way the O-line this year is playing from your standpoint, where you guys are at right now, how close do you believe you all are to the standard in which you've set to play at each and every week? How close do you believe you guys are to being at that standard?
We're super close. You know, I think I say it every week on my show. In the run game, we're always one block away. But the beautiful thing about, I think it's a beautiful thing. You can have, like, an outstanding performance at one position on the O-line, but for a truly whole game to be played, you need, we call it the five-wheel drive. You need all five guys on the same page. And you know, there are a couple plays there where we are, a couple plays where we're not, one guy off. Like I said, kind of similar towards the question that I just answered, just because of the guys that we have in the room, our coach, you know, one of the best in the league. The body of work that we put in, we know we can make the corrections. We know we're going to, you know, try and, again, strive for that greatness, strive to keep that standard high at all times. So it's just something that we got to correct every day and be willing to correct. And, you know, I feel like we do have the right guys in the room there to get that job done.
After the game on Thursday, you guys had a day off, and then you were back in the facility yesterday. What was the mood and the message among players after having those few days off and the Giants game?
We were pretty excited to get that break, but also kind of excited to get back to work again. You know, I feel like regardless of it being 2 weeks, just that loss in general kind of left a sour taste in our mouth, and we just kind of wanted to come back in, hit the reset button. Hard work always pays off, and so we just went straight back to work, and you kind of took the film as like, you know, there's check your ego at the door. It's time to, you know, hold yourself accountable, look yourself in the mirror, no one else, just look yourself in the mirror and ask yourself, did you do your job on this play? That's all you have to do. And if it's a yes, yes. If it's a no, okay, let's fix it. And I thought we came in and we did that. So, you know, just, again, you just got to, allow yourself to be coached. And then as a player, you got to be a pro and work on that stuff. So, you know, you can correct it in the next week during the game.
I want to hop back to an answer you gave at the beginning, if you don't mind. Skip back 6 minutes. You mentioned the hurry-up offense and the red zone offense. Now, we've talked about the hurry-up offense a few times as to why on your show about why that's successful. It gets you guys to the line quicker. It sort of simplifies everything. The red zone's a different situation, though. Why do you think you've been so successful in the red zone compared to the offense getting to the red zone? What is it about the red zone offense that has allowed it to be successful?
I wish I had a straight cut out answer for you.
Okay.
Without trying to sound like a football guru. I honestly want to say that the practice that we, the look that we get at practice, and the way we practice is probably why we execute at a high level. As in terms of getting to the red zone, getting to the red zone, it's a little bit harder because the defense looks, there's a lot more, room for the defense to play their different fronts and different coverages. But when we get to the red zone, it's kind of, if there's only so many defenses that they can go to, to play. So, Ike, you want to chime into that? You're a defensive player.
Well, that's interesting.
Completely lost on it.
No, I think that actually made sense to me.
Yeah.
He's saying that you're getting so many different looks from defenses when you're playing in the rest of the field that you're not able to replicate during practice because you don't know that they're going to do them. Mm-hmm. Whereas you get into the red zone and it sort of simplifies the defense. You're not dealing with as many looks as you do on the rest of the field.
Yeah.
Basically, what you're saying? Yeah, okay. That makes sense.
I would say that.
Yeah.
Not as much field to defend. You got that end line back there. So a lot of it is, Jordan, I know during that time is from a safety support system, they can be closer to the line of scrimmage because you don't have as much to defend also.
Yeah, it makes the count. It makes the count better. But, you know, makes the count better. Anyway.
Yeah, I buy into that for sure. And I think, listen, you guys, for whatever reason, down in that red zone, for the most part, you stay on schedule. You don't get behind the sticks as much down there. Yeah. So you can stick to what you like to do down there and stay in your comfort zone as opposed to being, you know, third and 15 from the 25-yard line or something like that.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
Yeah. Also like that, you know, the last couple of games down there, you guys have shown a little bit of creativity. I guess it started in the Tampa game. Is that the first place we saw, like, the quad receiver set where they threw it to Dallas Goedert? I'm seeing down there, at least we've been we've been yelling for this for years with Dallas Goedert. It's about him being a bigger part of the offense down there in the red zone, using that big body of his to sort of get in the end zone.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Yeah, certainly love the creativity, especially, you know, if we're only like a yard or two away. It saves our body from, you know, running the tush push.
Well, Jordan, I hope you win on Sunday, because I really don't like – I want you to sound happier, to be honest with you. And it doesn't – a couple of losses.
I'm happy, man. I'm happy.
I see it, man. All right.
I got something that might make you happier.
All right.
Did you happen to catch the Alabama-Missouri game this weekend?
Come on now. Oh, I had no business watching that game.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, the 360-pound lineman they put in the Wildcat formation –
Y'all see that?
Yes. Did you see that?
No, I did.
They threw it to him. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
So
I'm saying, man, hey, we might need to get you a part of the offense down there, is what I'm saying. Get you in that end zone.
You know what? Who's going to block for me?
Get Fred out there.
I was going to say, we'll put Fred over there at tackle. Yeah, we'll put Fred over there.
Yeah. You got soft hands? What do you think? You catch a pass?
Not with the tape job that I have in my
glove. That's a good point. All right, Jordan. Well, we thank you for your time as always.
Appreciate it, brother.
Good luck on Sunday, and we'll talk to you Monday at Chickies and then Tuesday right back here.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you, boys.
All right, Jordan. All right. What do we think of Jordan? He says my show, not our show.
Interesting.
And I got crushed for that on this show for over a year for one day in an argument. I said my show. You know, I might have to have a talk with Jordan about that. You know,
it is the Jordan Mailata show.
It is the Jordan Mailata show.
This show was called Ike, Spike, and Fritz from day one.
Yeah, well, it's true. I'm saying if he wants to say that when he's not on with one of the other hosts.
Yeah, when he's on with you, you're like.
Yeah, it's like, you know, I was there, you know. My name's not on the show. It's cool. I like it that way. You are the star, but our show.
The Brandon Graham show?
It was.
Did Brandon used to say my show?
I
I don't know.
Talked to him, I think, Tuesday after his show.
Yeah. I might have to write a little piece of paper, say I really appreciate you, but I would...
I didn't listen. That's twice I noticed it, though.
Yep.
Yeah, I noticed it.
And I like that he has a sense of pride for it. He comes in prepared, you know.
He's like my show.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sit on my show.
Yeah, he's taking ownership.
Our show.
Fritz and Friends.
All right. 215-592-9494. I'll start calling it Jordan and Friends on Mondays. Derek and Paoli, you're on WIP. What's up, Derek?
What's happening? Hey, real quick, Ike, I guess me and you going to be fighting for last place in the league.
Oh, yeah. Look, I've been waiting on you. You've been ducking me for 2 weeks,
which
man.
Which Derek suck too?
Listen, man. Listen, Jack, keep you on hold for a long time, man. Sometimes I'll be having work stuff.
He only has two wins.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he has one more win than me, yes.
I'm just looking to stay ahead of you. I'm going to stay ahead of you. That's my goal, man. No, that's –
and guess what? My goal is catching you. That's my goal.
This is so sad.
You ain't got far to go, that's for sure. You ain't got far to go. You know, like you said, the injuries kick in, man. Nothing you could do, man.
Yep.
Nothing you could do when them guys get hurt, man.
But listen,
anyway, with the Eagles, right, I feel like the players definitely got to be held accountable. But I know in the summertime when Spike, you were screaming out about how the Eagles let a lot of people go, right? So, for me, I feel like the Eagles kind of got a little cocky, right? Like, we could just plug anybody in here. And Vic Fangio will turn him into a player, or Stoutland will turn him into a good lineman, and this, that, and the third. But we let a lot of guys that we could use right now walk out the door for almost nothing. You know what I'm saying? And I just feel like that's holding us back right now with the injuries that we have sustained over these last few weeks, man. Like you could use Darius Slay right now. You could lose Isaiah Rodgers right now.
Becton.
You know what I'm saying? Like, the list goes on and on and on. I just feel like when we yelling out stuff like Howie season, like I must have missed it, right? Because of Dory Jackson and Ja'Cory Bennett, like that's not Howie season. You know what I'm saying?
No,
yeah, I'm guilty of the Howie season.
Well, yes. In fact, Derek, the Ja'Cory Bennett thing was a reaction to that Howie season didn't work because they got into camp and Adoree Jackson wasn't good enough and Keely Ringo wasn't good enough, so they went and traded. Look, we traded for after Howie season, we traded for Ja'Cory Bennett, we traded for John Mechie, we traded for Tank Bigsby. But Mechie's the only guy who is. I've even noticed on the field there's one.
Yeah.
Bennett's been hurt. Bigsby can't catch a kickoff. And I agree
Seriously,
with you.
Did he step out of bounds last game with the ball?
I think he did. He also bobbled another one.
Oh, yeah, he stinks.
It's supposed to be. He's just a running back. I don't know. He's never returned kicks in his career. I agree.
Crazy.
I think it was one of two things, Derek. When I look back at it, I think on one hand, they either took the chance after winning a Super Bowl to reset from a financial standpoint and knew it was going to be tough, or they thought, Howie thought, hey, I can do this every year. I'm good at, you know, forgetting about the fact that he never thought Zach Bond was going to be an all-pro linebacker. He signed him as a special teams player. So,
nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, no, look, absolutely, especially when you're an all-pro special teams player. I agree with you. I think they outsmarted themselves a little bit because there were players, not to mention, you're talking about the players that left, and I agree. And there were a couple of those that wouldn't have cost very much money. Mekhi Becton was $8 million. Isaiah Rodgers was $4 million. But there were free agents out there that were not $100 million deals like Josh Sweat and Milton Williams that you could get for 1 year that could come in here and maybe make a difference, and they didn't do it. And the whole time, I know deep down everybody was saying, wait, why didn't we just sign him? He was $9 million. And it was there. We all saw it.
Even gave the one end we gave like $4 million to?
Was Zeeso Ojulari.
Yeah, that could have went to Isaiah Rodgers.
Yes. I think we gave $5 million.
Hey, real quick.
Yeah.
Real quick before you let me go. Like, with Chuck, right?
Yeah.
Like, every time he calls, he says something different. So just because that Jalen Hurts hangs around with Michael Jordan, like, it's not too many people that are wired like Michael Jordan. You know what I'm saying? Like, he could have his phone number. He could wear the sneakers. Like, he could do all these things with Michael Jordan. But it's probably going to be no one other than, I mean, Kobe's probably the closest thing that Michael Jordan there is. So just because Hurts hangs
better
out
too
with Jordan, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's a good argument, though, Jack. I
Thank
just
you.
Hate when they say, like, I just don't – I just – Jalen Hurts is Jalen Hurts, right?
Yes.
He is who he is. Like, I feel like a lot of the argument comes from, like, people, like, I'll never say that he's top two, top three, top four, whatever. I just think he's good at what he does. And I like him as a person and a player, but I also feel like he's never going to throw for 400 yards and four TDs a game. Like, if he does that, we're not going to win. Like, our team is struggling because the running game is non-existent right now, and that running game helps him as a passer. Right now, him just dropping back and passing and Saquon not running the ball at all, that's hurting him more than it's helping him.
Yeah.
How can you be talking about be more selfish? That just makes zero sense to me.
Yeah, I think the expectation is in between what is happening now and what Chuck is demanding. I don't think anybody foresees Jalen being Joe Burrow out there slinging it around all over the yard.
Including the Eagles, right?
Including the Eagles.
Yes.
But what we would like...
The money is the money, right?
Yeah.
Will always be the money.
Yeah, what we would like is when there's a guy open early in the play, throw the ball, hit him, yep. Put it on time. You know, Derek, give us a bald guy here on what is it? Be bald and be free day.
I'm gonna go against the guy. Hopefully, it don't get me smacked. I'm gonna go with Jada Pinkett.
We
like
said bald
it.
Person, and I specifically kept it open for Jada Pinkett. Actually,
he said, "I hope it don't get me smacked."
Yeah,
I like that.
We picked up on that one after the miss on the Nicki Minaj. Cardi B one yesterday.
I was out.
We all missed that one.
How did we miss that?
We should have got it. It's the second time he used it. I should have at least asked him privately, hey, what are you talking about here, so I can understand it. 215-592-9494. Is it the coaches? Is it the players? What is going on with the Eagles right now? A lot of Kevin Petullo stuff out there, but the players are all saying that Kevin Petullo is doing fine, that they need to execute better. Coming up next, a guy who will execute always, that is Jack with the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. Catch up on the Phils a little bit as the...
They still exist?
They still exist. We will... Look, I'm committed. There is no show...
They still exist, do they?
They do.
They're dead to us.
There is no show that is going to keep you updated with the off-season Philly stuff better than we will. We are committed to this. This is a big off-season for the Phillies. Could be a noisy off-season. So we will be there every step of the way.
Would love a noisy offseason.
Would love a noisy offseason. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Hey, it's Joe to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.